We have to date only met one person that's been able to demonstrate a viable, when I say viable, something capable of putting out multiple kilowatts of power that could power a home or something.
How much can you tell me about it?
Well, what I can tell you is that our group, Space Energy Access Systems, has a worldwide exclusive license to try to bring this out. The person involved is offshore, is very frightened, has demonstrated to us that these technologies that he's been able to build, while somewhat crude, are actually very impressive, but to date has never been able to deliver to us a system. Now, this has been a very frustrating drama that's been going on now for about 10.5 months.
Well, then why doesn't that push him back a couple of categories?
The only reason it doesn't is because he's in a gray box. What I would say is that this particular inventor is in a gray box where it's not quite clear yet if this is someone who has been unduly influenced by a third party to not cooperate or actually have something, because we have seen and tested one of these systems.
But, I mean, at this point, that puts the whole invention in the gray box.
Well, yes, you have to separate out the behavior of the inventors from the technology itself. You really do. But in reality, the result is exactly what you said, and that is that it's in a gray box because at this point we're still waiting to take delivery. You know, we had, it's interesting, the 1st of March, we had a private jet loaded to go and pick up this gentleman and the device and bring it back to a secure facility here near our place here outside Washington.
And what happened?
And a corporate lawyer and a business person that had been associated with this inventor stopped the whole transfer dead in its tracks. And it's very interesting. A whole book could be written about the drama of this little misadventure or adventure. We're not sure which it is yet. But
on what basis was it stopped?
Well, the claim was that there was someone who was not being taken care of by the inventor, who was supposed to be taken care of in the agreement that he had. In reality, we're not sure what was behind it.
Mm.
This is something that still isn't clear. And because we're dealing with a controversy in three separate countries, it's been a morass. So this is another one of the things that happens with these sort of efforts, is that you get these people surrounded by legal and business people who do everything they can to throw a monkey wrench in having the technology brought forward. So this is the reason I say this is in a class in itself is because we have been able to see an extraordinary phenomenon with this particular device that we cannot explain as anything but a device that is extracting electromagnetic energy that's usable from the so-called quantum vacuum space around that object. But in reality, because we have not actually taken possession of the machine or the plans to reproduce it, it remains very much in the questionable category.
The claim here is that it extracted essentially zero-point energy and turned it into kilowatts you could see.
It wasn't quite kilowatts, maybe about half a kilowatt. And this is a machine that we were able to pick up, take outside, plug things into it, inspected. There was no hidden source of power. It was one of the most extraordinary things I have personally ever seen.